Property rights issues and ethnic conflict in the woods has been an issue in the Wisconsin deer hunting season ever since a Hmong hunter killed 6 white hunters in Sawyer County 4 years ago. Tensions still exist between white and Hmong hunters, but the Department of Natural Resources is optimistic about the prospect of harmony in the woods this hunting season. Last week, the State Council on Affirmative Action recognized the DNR's outreach efforts to both Hmong and white hunters with a Program Achievement Award. Chief State Warden Randy Stark says the award caps 4 years of effort to make sure the woods are safe for all state hunters.
The whole purpose of this was to create a more inclusive conservation community, and because in the end we really need to work hard to diversify that identity of the conservation community going forward, because the people that are going to be involved in this kind of work in the future is going to be a much more diverse set of people.
The program in place for this year's hunt is similar to last year's. There will be Hmong speaking staff on hand to respond to calls from Hmong hunters unsure about property lines or hunting regulations. But Stark says those practical steps are part of a larger strategy to protect the state's natural resources and state citizens who benefit from them.
Our resources are very important to us, and we need everyone involved in protecting them in the future.
The bow hunting season for deer is already underway. The gun deer season begins November 22nd. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.